I'm going to start anyway. It doesn't matter. Guys, excited to announce that we have some cool shit to give away. If you guys are a group member, we have 200 of these stickers that just came in. Right? Excited to look when they come out. It's like this. So if you want one of these stickers before I start doing some informational stuff, do me a favor, send an email to streetcopsticker@gmail.com. Streetcopsticker@gmail.com. I'll do a post on it too. Just give us your address and we'll send you a sticker in the mail. We don't pay for postage, no shipping, no handling, no catch. We're just going to send these things out. There's 200 of them, and this is what they look like. So if you want one, literally just jump into your email account and shoot a message to streetcopsticker@gmail.com. Quite sure that's the email address. I wish my admin was here to confirm that. Now, I'll do a video right now. We're going to do it on... I get questions all the time from guys, and I get a lot of messages on Facebook, and that's where they ask their questions. So I'm going to go back to the last five messages and the answers that I've given, and hopefully this gives already some kind of incentive and some knowledge on how this was answered if you're having the same kind of questions. The most recent one was about 5 minutes ago, and the question was, what's the case law on pulling over Pennsylvania plates in New Jersey or any out-of-state plates with maintenance violations? That is State versus Forgione, F-O-R-G-I-O-N-E-E. So you can read that one if you want. Google it. I'm not going to have a chance to put the link up today, but I'll add links tomorrow and more verbiage and description to this video. Let's see. Another good one that was cool is a guy wrote to me. I'm not going to say his name. He said, basically, hey, Dennis, we have a homeless girl in town. Every time we stop her, we can't get a good ID on her. She turns her phone off. When we ask her to look in her phone, says it doesn't work. She's like basically hindering apprehension when they're trying to figure out who she is. And his question was, do you have any advice how to figure out how we're going to identify her? Here's some good advice. This is advice that I gave her. Get her on a pedestrian violation, like a Title 39 violation. Can't identify her in the system. Bring her in and print her. It's just that simple. So there it is. So they had to just kind of watch her behavior. I sent them over the case law on it. We're going to revert back to State versus Pierce in a Title 39 violation. And the person doesn't have a fixed address. You can't figure out who they are. You have no good identification. This will authorize you to make an arrest on a Title 39 violation, believing that the person's not going to respond to court when they're issued a summons. Good to go. Hook her up on the fingerprint machine and find out who she actually is. Be surprised to find out. We had a homeless guy in D.C. that one of the guys that I worked with when I was a cop there picked him up, brought him in, ran him. And he was wanted for murder. He's lived on the streets for years, wanted for murder from another state. That's where he kind of ducked out amongst the homeless in Washington, D.C. So it was a good grab there. And basically what I said is, even if she doesn't have a violation, I'm sorry, even if she doesn't have any kind of warrant, basically, you're still authorized to bring her in a printer for that. So that's that one. Let me go to the next one that I have down here. I just get these questions all day. It's good to share them with everybody. All right. Let's see. I really should have picked these questions up before I started. If anybody has any questions, write into me. I had something else written down that I wanted to cover for you guys. And again, I know somebody wants the I know who you are. I know that you want the RAS video. And to explain RAS, I did a video on it already. I don't want to redo it again. I'm going to just find a video and repost it for you guys if you're trying to figure out what RAS is. Other questions. All right, so without any questions coming in, let me think I give you guys something of value that I also checked off today. Oh, how about this one? Constructive possession. So another guy writes into me and says, hey, we have a constructive possession case where they're going to be challenging it in court. Three guys were in a car. Nobody claimed possession of the item. This is the last value I'm going to give you today, and then I got to run back home and help with the three kids. The wife is a little help this evening. So the case is, so he says, they're going to challenge it. We made an arrest on under 50. Yeah, in a motor vehicle. Nobody claimed it was theirs. And this basically what the court says, we've adopted a Supreme Court case known as Maryland versus Pringle, 2003. And basically what it says is, that a motor vehicle is such confined space that everybody can be deemed liable for it. Whereas like a house, it would be totally different because, you know, you may not be able to tie that into people who are in an establishment or a bar. There's another case. This is actually Yabara YBARRA. And that is Ybarra versus Illinois. That's the United States Supreme Court case. And that was something different. But in a motor vehicle setting, when you have constructive possession of an item, you can look at Maryland versus Pringle, 2003. And this was the case that authorized arrest for constructive possession. Read it. The verbiage is good on it. And if you're looking for a New Jersey case regarding that, you got to remember, if New Jersey likes a United States Supreme Court decision, they're going to take it and use it as our own. So a lot of times they'll reference it in other cases, but we won't actually have our own case for it because it's already the precedent has been set. They've liked it. They've adopted it. And they'll refer to it in some other cases and ruling. If you actually see somebody judge's opinions after trials or any kind of judicial hearings where they're imposing an opinion, they'll refer to other cases. And this is what those are. Also, for the people who I've heard that are criticizing that the case law that we're giving out is old, guess what? They don't update it if it doesn't need to be changed. So when you see stuff from 1994, 1977, 1985, 2003, 2007, 2009, you don't get fresh case law unless there's a fresh issue. So for those of you who are critical about the things that we are talking about here, where do you think we get all this stuff from? So why don't you stop being less critical, open a book, and find out the answers for yourself. Let's stop using our opinions and let's start using facts. Really cool things start to happen when you do that. Anyway, have a great night, guys. Again, send an email to for this sticker here, this free sticker, all right? This guy right here. Send an email to streetcopsticker@gmail.com. We will send it out to you. No postage necessary. I'll send one of these cool ass stickers out to you guys. Peels right off. Looks like this. So that's our little thanks for being part of the group and our give back. And we have 200 stickers to give out. If we blow through that, I'll buy another 500 of them. We'll give to everybody in the group. Just send an email with your address and we'll send it over to you guys. See you later.